Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. The 2010 Olympics in Vancouver bring back fond memories of 2002, when Utah hosted the Winter Games. You may recall that the Salt Lake Games had three Olympic mascots. One of them was Powder, a playful snowshoe hare with comically large feet. Powder represented faster in the Olympics triumvirate motto of Citius Altius Fortius, or faster, higher, stronger. Snowshoe hares have a good reason to be fast, explains wildlife biologist Dustin Ranglack, a recent graduate of the Department of Wildland Resources at Utah State University. They are the Snickers bars of the forest, a tasty treat for a host of carnivores, including coyotes, foxes, lynx, bobcats, bears, and birds of prey. High speed helps the hare escape all but the fastest predators. One reason for the snowshoe's speed is its large and furry hind feet. Four long toes of each foot spread wide in the snow, increasing the size of the snowshoe platform. The nimble little mammal has been observed running at speeds of up to 27 miles an hour. For comparison, consider Usain Bolt, currently the world's fastest Olympian runner. In 2009, Bolt ran 100 meters in 9.58 seconds. That's an average of 23.35 miles per hour. Taking acceleration time to the finish into consideration, his top speed was 27.5 miles per hour. So if Bolt were trying to catch a snowshoe hare for dinner, he might succeed if he got a good start. The rest of us would go hungry. Besides speed, snowshoe hares are known for another defensive trait, their camouflage. Seasonal changes in daylight length trigger changes in fur color. In winter, the hare's soft, fine fur turns white to blend into the snowy terrain. As spring thaws the wintry landscape, the hare's fur turns brown to match its forest surroundings. Scientists have observed that climate change may disrupt photocycles that keep the color of the hare's fur in sync with its surrounding landscape. A white hare on brown earth in full view of ravenous predators is a sitting duck. Over time, however, evolution may sort things out by favoring those individuals who keep their brown hair longer in fall and turn color earlier in the spring. Thanks to Marianne Muffoletto and the Utah State University College of Natural Resources for supporting the development of this Wild About Utah program. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.